This is Austin Keating with the National Provisioner. With me today is Rebecca Baker, Chief Marketing Officer at Hoffman Sausage Company in Syracuse, New York. They've got three new flavors of beef jerky, as well as two new flavors of summer sausage. Rebecca, could you tell me a little bit more about those and why you added them to your lineup?
So we already had a successful line of meat snack products, including a prime rib smoked beef jerky that sales were phenomenal and people just love that product. It's very tender and moist, and we decided that it was time to add some new flavors. So we added a cherry maple, a blazing hot, and a honey barbecue to that category. And then in addition to that, we have summer sausage. So we started off with hickory and hickory and cheddar, which are two favorites to most Americans.
So sometimes when I think of meat snacks, I think of, you know, family reunions and holiday platters. Do some of your retail customers use your sausages and cheese and cracker platters? I see you got one right in front of you.
So, you know, right now it's a big game time. So what I did was I made up a platter that you might want to serve to your, you know, small group of friends or family coming over to watch the game. We can use our sausage products are fully cooked, so that really lends itself really well because you can just slice them up. So I've got actually some jalapeno cheddar sausage, and then I've got some of our summer sausage sliced up here, some of our beef jerky, and then our hunter sticks. And you know, the thing today is to mix it with a different cheeses and fruits, but also add nuts to the mix to get you yourself like a really nice charcuterie.
Yeah, it looks great.
Yeah, thank you.
How did your company go about developing these new summer sausages and jerkies in the context of this moment where there's plenty of options, but you seem to pick a couple of flavors at first? Could you explain why?
Well, sure. So Hoffman, like any other company, goes through a product development phase with their new product launches. And we chose flavors that we felt would sell well and that people want. So, you know, people's tastes are varied now compared to ever before. So you have all these great flavors of different things. Gosh, even, you know, mustard and ketchup. Now you have jalapeno ketchups and black pepper ketchups and mustards and all this. So it's same kind of thought process went into the selection of flavors for our new beef jerky products, as well as a summer sausage. You want to pick something that not only people want, but that you like yourselves and your team is excited about selling. So that's what we, you know, we go through the whole process of selecting flavors and introducing them. And we have a very high success rate with our flavor selections.
And you mentioned Hunter Sticks earlier. I know you have a lot of flavors there too, but that's that product has been around a little longer too, right?
Yes. So we introduced the Hunter Sticks a couple of years ago, and we do have six flavors of Hunter Sticks, varying in everything from a sweet and mild flavor or an original flavor all the way to a hot and spicy, trying to obviously give everyone the selection, you know, and kind of appeal to multiple palates. And a lot of people like spicier food than ever before, especially younger people. They've been brought up on multicultural food. And so, you know, we have, like I said, everything from an original and like a teriyaki, which are very sweet and mild, all the way to, you know, hot and spicy or jalapeno and cheddar. And, you know, our Hunter Sticks are really unique in that it's kind of, I relate it to almost like a Slim Jim, but way, way better. So it's not dry, it's not greasy, it has a nice snap to the bite, similar to our hot dogs and sausages that have made us famous. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so on that point, your products are sold in at least, I think, 1,000 locations, from what I saw on a map across the East Coast, and I guess that's not counting your online storefront at hoffmansausage.com.
Correct.
So you sell hot dogs, you sell condiments, and now jerky and summer sausage again.
That's right. And so we've actually, you know, our most popular products are the products that made us famous were the hot dogs and sausages. We've been around since 1879, which makes us, actually prior to that, we were a meat market. So 1861. So that makes us one of the oldest, if not the oldest hot dog and sausage manufacturer in the US. So a lot of people look for us for that quality product, and we've transferred that same type of quality over to our meat snack category.
Sure. And you're coming up on your 120th anniversary as a company, is that right?
Actually, we celebrated our 140th anniversary 2 years ago. We've been around forever. Like I said, one of the oldest hot dog companies in the U.S. And we had a great celebration a couple years ago. We were honored by the Onondaga Historical Association, and we had a big event on the Syracuse University Dome Field, which was really exciting. That's like right in our own backyard. It's always exciting to celebrate your longevity, especially when companies come and go.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. And, I assume the diversity of your products might help in times where supply and demand kind of has some shakeups. I know, like, you supply restaurants as well with your products. So did COVID-19 have, I guess, any impact on your product lineup or?
Yeah, of course. So we're very lucky in that the majority of our revenue is from grocery retail and from our hot dogs and sausage line. So we, you know, have strong grocery sales and had them right along even since COVID hit. The thing that was most affected, obviously, was our restaurant or food service business. So we're in a number of restaurants up and down the East, Eastern United States, and it just also affected, you know, we're in stadiums and ballparks and all that stuff. And so with sports being affected so harshly, as well as restaurants, our food service business was affected. But we see a trickling, like a start to see the light at the end of the tunnel right now. We've got some of our teams have let us know that they're playing, and you know, even though they're playing without fans, they're playing, and that's a good sign. And then they look forward to having fans in stadium to be eating our hot dogs and eating our snack products as well. We also have our products in C-stores, and C-store business has been down as well because, of course, it makes sense, not as many people on the road and traveling around, although you know, you've seen a little bit of spikes here and there with that as well, just due to the fact that people aren't doing as much air travel. So they're, during certain times, they're finding alternate travel, which is, you know, a lot of times doing a small road trip or to visit relatives. And then we've got, you know, so we've got grocery, we've got C-store, we've got food service, and then we have our online business. And our online business, like almost everybody's online business, is booming right now. People are still wanting their Hoffman products, and they're wanting them delivered straight to their door, which we're able to do across the nation.
Oh, okay. So you're able to keep the demand going. So that's good. I appreciate your time. Is there anything else you'd like to talk? Maybe one last question. Maybe what's the secret to lasting 142 years now, is it?
142 years. It's hard to believe that we've been through a lot, and COVID isn't even taking us down, so that's a good thing. But you know, I attribute our longevity to the quality of our products remaining consistent, and we're trying not to grow too fast so that we don't lose that that aspect of quality and quality control. And then in addition to that, you know, we've got great employees that have been with us for years and years. And I can honestly say that everybody that works for us just loves our products, loves the people that we work with. Our grocery and distribution partners are awesome. And so it's just the right recipe for success.
Mm-hmm. Great. All right, if anyone wants to learn more about Hoffman Sausage, they can visit the website at hoffmansausage.com. That's one F and two N's. Appreciate your time, Rebecca.
Thank you so much. Yeah, appreciate it. All right. Bye-bye.